St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us. She washed his feet with her tears. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we're still looking for things that are hidden. If we look in the two Bible stories which we have today from the Old and from the New Testament, we'll find something that's hidden there. And then we're meant to look into our own hearts and see if there isn't some stone that got in there. People sometimes are said to get kidney stones, and it's very painful. But most people go around with heart stones, and they don't even notice it. In the epistle of today's Mass from the book of Daniel, one of the three young men, Azarias or Abednego, that was his Babylonian name, is in the fiery furnace. That's one of the long stories that we have on Holy Saturday before our Lord rises from the dead. Well, he's in the middle of a furnace, and obviously God is protecting him because he can pray, and he's praying to our Lord about how just it is that God should punish the chosen people by sending them off to Babylon because they were worshiping false gods. And now he said, we don't have anything at all. It's a little bit like Catholics today. We have quite a bit at our church, and we have to be very grateful for it always. But how many Catholics there are throughout the world, children, who, as the young man says in the epistle of today's Mass, have neither prince nor priest nor temple nor sacrifice. They don't have anything at all. And we must be very grateful for what we have, even during this time of punishment or the captivity of the Catholic Church. But then he asks our Lord to accept their contrition. And the prayer that this young man says is so beautiful that the Church uses it at the offertory of every Mass. You'll see it today at the offertory after the chalice has been filled and offered. Then the Father bows down at the altar and he says, In spiritu humilitatis et in animo contrito, suscipiamo a te Domine, in the spirit of humility and in a contrite heart, may we be accepted by thee, O Lord. And then he makes a sign like this to draw down God the Holy Ghost, as already he's offering up the body and the blood of our Lord, which will be there on the altar in just a few minutes during the Holy Mass. Well, that's the lesson or this Old Testament story in the epistle of today's Mass. And in the Gospel, we have one of the Gospels that happens, it's read most often during the year because the Church never gets tired of it. Sometimes when you're little, you have a favorite story and you'd like your father or your mother at nighttime to give you the same story, and they might get bored, but you never get bored hearing it. That's how the Church feels about St. Mary Magdalene. In fact, St. Mary Magdalene appeared once to St. Mechtild, who was a dear friend of St. Gertrude, and she gave her a wonderful promise. She said, anyone who reminds our Lord of the great love with which I washed his feet with my tears and wiped them with my hair and anointed them with the perfume will receive from our Lord the forgiveness of all of his sins at the moment of his death. That's a beautiful promise that our Lord makes. It's just one of many promises to encourage us. So there's this woman, and she's very sorry for all of her sins, and she goes into our Lord, who is at dinner with the Pharisees, and everybody knows she's sinful, and they're all thinking, harumph, what's she doing here? She has no business here. We're all good people, and she's bad. But she doesn't care. Now she's sorry for her sins. She wants to be forgiven. She goes right to our Lord. And she does what she knows best. She weeps, she pours perfume, she wipes our Lord's feet and dries them with her beautiful hair. And our Lord accepts her sincerity, and she is forgiven. You see, the Church is thinking, children, that 1 week from today will be Holy Thursday, and of course, there'll be the washing of the feet. And we're meant to think of many holy thoughts when the bishop washes the feet in the early afternoon after we have our lunch. Then the other thought the Church is thinking of is that how many people will be going to confession next week, making their Easter confession, so they can go to Holy Communion on Easter Sunday, making what we call our Easter duty. And so the Church is telling us today, really, look at the different ways we can get our sins forgiven. see the secret of it. So you might say, by using our speech and by being sorry, that's the regular way. That's what the young man says. He confesses his sins and the sins of all of his people to our Lord in all justice. But another way of getting our sins forgiven is by actions. Sometimes people are like that too. There's the odd soul, children, that will come right out and say, "Look, I shouldn't have said that, and I'm very sorry. Please forgive me." Most people don't do that, though. Many people never say the golden words, "I'm sorry," at all, which that won't do, because that could be proud. And if we don't say "I'm sorry," however could we be forgiven? Most people, they'll try to make up for being bad by something that they do. They might do an extra favor, they might say something very kind, or even they might look contrite. They do something on the outside to show how they feel on the inside. That's what Mary Magdalene did, and she was so sincere, and of course this is before they had confession, that her mortal sins, and many of them, were forgiven. Well, when it comes to our Lord getting our sins forgiven, he gives us the way, of course. There is the just being sorry out of love of our Lord. That forgives venial sins, doesn't it? If we take holy water, or we kiss our scapular or crucifix, or do any one of a number of sacramentals, then venial sins can be forgiven that way. But for mortal sins, of course, we go to confession and we unite the words of our mouth with our sorrow on the inside. If our hearts aren't sorry, what good would it do for us for our words to say, "Forgive me, I'm sorry"? No, what our Lord is looking for most of all is that in our hearts there's contrition. We don't have to cry on the outside, but on the inside, we should make sure there's no stone in our hearts. So today, let's go looking for that stone and let's get rid of it, shall we? To get ready for Holy Week, to show our gratitude to our Lord for all the blessings and the graces that he does give us here in particular. And most of all, to get rid of all of our sins so that we can worthily participate with our Lord in all of the beautiful ceremonies that are coming. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.